Reading. When I read, I disconnect myself from the world. I enter into a state of full relaxation. I love reading, and I know that is an activity that many people enjoy, a great hobby. However, many times some stereotypes pigeonhole people who read and put labels on them. But it is something that I personally don't see a point in. We can all read. We just need to find something that motivates us and really interests us. And when we find that something, you will not only develop your imagination, but you will be more relaxed. You will be able to understand better not only texts, but everyday situations that you find yourself in. And you will learn more efficiently, all thanks to the positive impact that the habit of reading brings to our brain and its structure. So, let's take a look. We know that the brain is like a muscle. It needs training, and one of the best ways to do it is through reading, because if we develop this habit, our brain will be more likely to keep us in better shape and for longer than someone who does not have it. This is expressed by Herman Sanchez Rupires Foundation in its article Reading from Neuroscience. Below, I will quote a very interesting part of the above mentioned document. Reading produces a kind of butterfly effect in the brain. Let's take, for example, a good fiction, the crime novel. When reading, the visual cortex is activated, specific areas to give linguistic value to the visual information. Areas that give meaning to what is read, language areas, and areas related to the emotion or pleasure of reading. There are also large areas that are put to work in parallel, such as the frontal lobe, which with its executive functions helps us to mentally order characters, dates, plots. And areas related to working memory, which is basically what we are reading, biographical memory, what we've read, and the future or prospective memory, that is what we have not yet read, but we sense that that is going to happen. So yeah, basically that was the quote. And yeah, according to this, we can say that when we read, the visual cortex is activated, and this allows us to process information that consists of symbols, for example, which are recognized in certain areas of the brain as letters. Other areas of the brain put those letters together and recognize them as words. In turn, they contact other areas that give meaning to those words and groups of words to activate the language areas and generate understanding. This whole sequence of processes activates the blood flow and the creation of neurons. In fact, different studies have analyzed brain activity in readers between 6 and 22 years old, exposed to lines with words and scribbles. Neuronal activity in the left hemisphere of the brain, let's remember that's like the area related to verbal functions, was already recorded in the youngest readers, but intensified with increasing age and experience. At the same time, activity in the right hemisphere, which is the one linked to non-verbal functions, decreased. So yeah, the transformations brought by just opening a book, understanding that book, goes so much further than we have imagined. German researchers from the Max Planck Institute for Psycholinguistics and the Max Planck Institute for Human Cognition and Brain Sciences, together with Indian scientists from the Lucknow Biomedical Research Center and the University of Hyderabad, discovered that when an adult person learns to read, their brain undergoes a reorganization that extends to deep structures in the thalamus and brainstem. Human writing, therefore, changes brain regions that are very old in evolutionary terms. On the other hand, previous research had focused on the differences in the ways of reading between young people, which were between 8 and 30 years old, and older adults, 65 years old and above. This one concluded that older people have lower visual sensitivity, not only related to optical changes, but also to changes in neural transmission, even in individuals with apparently normal vision. The tests that made up the study were carried out with scanners that analyzed the optical movements of the participants. it would have been found that young people read more easily texts that included fine visual details, while older people were better at reading somewhat blurrier texts. In other words, it seems that the organism adapts to visual difficulties, making it easy to read blurrier text than well-defined texts. Kevin Patterson, one of the directors of that research, explains that these changes, I quote, are found even in people with apparently normal vision, not corrected by optical means, such as glasses or contact lenses, and yet it is likely to have consequences for reading. That's the quote, and yeah, so adding on to this, during the research, it was determined that older readers had the same accuracy in terms of text comprehension compared to younger participants. So this was explained by the researchers saying that these adaptive responses to the changing nature of visual information may help older adults to read and comprehend text effectively well into adulthood. So yeah, there is a fundamental concept, and it is cognitive reserve. We have talked about this before, and if you do not remember, it is the reserve that the brain has to protect itself from the cognitive decline that comes with the passage of time, or due to a degenerative disease, or even an accident that causes brain damage. So, in these terms, we can define the value of reading as it means to promote cognitive reserve, and brain health is enormous. Yeah, so basically you can check that out, the cognitive reserve definition and everything more in detail if that's what you're into, in NeuroRehab Human Brain. So you can Google that and take a look into it. It's important because this concept, we will be talking about it a lot, and it's good for you to know how you can improve and increase your cognitive reserve. On the other hand, neuroscientist Aidan J. Horner argues that reading facilitates language decoding and symbolic thinking. Until now, it was thought that reading affected only the left hemisphere, the one with verbal functioning. However, the production of language does affect this area, but much of its comprehension occurs in the right hemisphere, the non-verbal functioning part of the brain. So, it's because the action of reading is capable of generating mental images from descriptions. This favors access to the unconscious content of our brain, recognizing brain structures and neural networks. Yeah, well, related to this, there is a very interesting study conducted by Robert Harris at Emory University, where he made MRI tests on a group of people during the days it took them to read a novel. You can find out more about how they got affected by reading this novel, so you can check that out. But for now, let's conclude this chapter with all the benefits of reading, so let's wrap it up. It improves cognitive reserve. Studies show that the habit of reading strengthens neural connections and improves cognitive reserve. Although it will not make us immune to degenerative diseases, it will make the deterioration of our brain slower. It also favors rest. So by acquiring this habit of picking up a book and reading while we're in bed or something like that, relax, and we are more likely to sleep well when we do this. And this is because by relaxing, we reduce cortisol levels, a hormone that is released with stress. And this was proven in a study conducted by the British University of Sussex, which proved that reading can reduce stress by up to 68%. Comes with a therapeutic power for the same reason, because it helps to reduce stress levels. And it improves personal relationships. A US study published in the journal Science reveals that reading fiction improves social skills. This is kind of funny, right? Because most of the stereotypes tell us that people that read can't really socialize. So it's kind of funny, but we should look more into that, because it seems that people who read fiction are more empathetic compared to those who read non-fiction or do not read at all. And finally, reading makes your life expectancy longer or higher. And this was discovered by a team of researchers from the Yale University School of Medicine in the US, who claimed that those who read live longer. And this work was published in the journal Social Science in Medicine, so you can go check that out. Because it seems that if you read, you will live an average of 2 years more than those who do not have this habit. Shifting the focus a bit in order to close this up, I just wanted to mention something that researchers are beginning to believe, and it's that reading can be actually a therapy method for people with reading disorders such as dyslexia, or to treat mental health conditions such as depression. So, because it has been proven that reading can have effect on the structure of the brain, so it can actually be a treatment for many diseases. So let's just look into that, and I hope you can check that out because it's really, really interesting. But yeah, reading is one of the life's pleasures. Reading allows us to know the experiences of others, to learn from them, and it is like dreaming, training for life. So this is why I think it should be a habit that we all try to adapt and keep. It doesn't really matter what we read. Like, everything will help us strengthen this habit and make the most out of it, which is all these benefits we just talked about. So let's do it for our cognitive and social abilities and our mental health, and of course, our brain. Thank you so much. See you in the next one.